Now, the orphanage itself consisted of various buildings. It had the traditional type of boys' wing and the traditional type of girls' wing. It had a school in the middle, and it also had an annex for the Aberlour Scottish Episcopalian Church. Now, the church had decided way back in 1875 that they were going to build an orphanage for the care of young orphan children. And it was started by a Miss Macpherson Grant. And the first thing she wanted to do was to fund this orphanage, and she also wanted to find a minister of the church from the Scottish Episcopalian Church that she could rely on to look after the children once they arrived. Now, the first warden of the orphanage was a Canon Jupp, and Canon Jupp had come from the working class area of Newcastle, where he had seen a lot of deprivation and poverty in the surrounding coal mines and industrial heartlands of north of England. And he had been used to a lot of were seeing a lot of difficulties with the population in that area. And he responded to Miss Macpherson Grant's advert for a warden or curate at Aberlour Orphanage. At the same time, his doctor had actually advised him that he would, for the sake of his health, he would be better getting some more country fresh air, which was a great remedy for most things, especially in if you'd been living in an industrial area where bronchitis and diseases like that were rife with the amount of pollution that was in the air in that area. So Miss Macpherson Grant managed to get her orphanage up and running. There were some setbacks, such as there had been a fire in one of the main buildings, and they managed to move on, and they managed to find additional sources of funding to continue their works. I should also say that although the orphanage was based around the Scottish Episcopalians' guidelines, we weren't run like a religious order. We didn't have the strict religious orders of, say, for instance, the Catholic Church, whereby priests or the clerics would be looking after the children. There was only one person from the church, and that was the warden, and he was the head man. We weren't oversubscribed to go to church. Although it was seen on a Sunday, we would attend an early morning service, a main service, and then an even song. But apart from that, we didn't get religion, rammed down our throats any more than anybody else did. And it was a fairly lax attitude towards the religion. I don't really mean lax, but it was a casual attitude towards the religion. It was there, it was in the background. The orphanage had it as a principle and as a backbone, but it wasn't in our daily lives. We weren't over-religiousized, if that is maybe the way to put it. And as I said earlier, the only reminder that we had of religion was our daily warden, who would be constantly visiting the children, and he was in charge of the place. He was in charge of staff and all the children, and he was the decision maker at the end of the day. Although he did have to have the backing of a board of governors, who didn't live in the orphanage, but they had control and they had say on certain administrative matters.